This is Sweet Treats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome in, everyone. This is my last show of the semester. It's a very emotional show. Tonight we've got the recurring guests of Aryan and Brian. You guys want to say hi?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What mic is that?
It is number one.
Oh, see, that one's the broken one.
Oh, dear.
So we can't actually hear you.
We're doing a little shift with the microphones. Welcome back.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Brian is in the house. Aryan.
Hey, everyone.
Yes.
It's good to be back.
It is. So we just wanted to, for our little final night on the air, my final show of the semester, just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, our plans during break. What are you guys planning on doing? Just relaxing, applying to internships. What are your plans?
I'm going to some hockey games. I'm going to the Prudential Center over break.
Nice.
See the Devils. It's been a minute.
Aryan, what are you doing?
I am driving everywhere and anywhere I can in the 3 weeks of my break.
You like driving?
I do. It's calming to the soul, and I have not been able to do it for a long time.
Oh, really? What do you drive in Dubai?
I occasionally frequent the highways and, you know, just see where that takes me.
Yeah.
Going in a straight line for about 30 minutes. Sometimes I've ended up in Abu Dhabi and the road turns red, and then I realize it's time to turn back.
Stay out of that.
Yeah.
And what car do you drive in Dubai?
It is a Jeep.
Oh, nice.
American made.
So do you see a lot of crazy cars on your drive?
I'd say so.
Yeah,
see,
I'm sure.
It's kind of a, nobody likes it when you don't have a bad car there.
Yeah.
It's not nice, but it's you see a lot of Ferraris, a lot of Lamborghinis.
Oh my God.
On the show.
Yeah. Wow, I'm sure. They love their fancy cars,
yeah.
Right?
Mad bougie.
Yes. So what do you guys think? Should we get into the music for
Let's
the night?
Let's get straight
so.
To it.
So tonight, we just have more records. I've been really enjoying records. Brian here is a little, he wishes we could play computer, but yeah. I've been playing computer for 3 semesters, so that's why I just like really want to play records, even though it is a pain in the butt.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but
tell me about it.
Cuz we have to like get them and
my back hurts.
And find them and then put them in their little clean sleeve. Them. It is a whole process, you're right. But regardless, we're going to play our first song of the night. This is a song that needs no introduction. And I'm going to just make sure the volume is right. So it's just going to take a second for me to adjust. But without further ado, this is the first song.
Thank you. a silver screen and all it said.
Bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Through
apology. Anybody else would surely know. He's watching her go. What a fool believes he sees. The wise man has the power to reason away. What if she love can come, and love can go, to be mine can go, it's time has gone. Nothing. Who got the power? Nothing at all. Oh, now, what a fool believes. I believe she's never gone away.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old. Daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man.
One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling.
They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now, it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do it. trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
That's Tainted Love by, who is that by? That's by Soft Cell. So you heard Wham, Careless Whisper, Lady, Kenny Rogers, What a Fool Believes, the Doobie Brothers, Coward of the County, Kenny Rogers again, and that was Soft Cell with Tainted Love. Hope you enjoyed those five songs. Now, guys, tell me what you have queued up next. What's in store for the listeners here?
So we're going to go classical this time, but not just any classical. We're going movies. We decided, let's switch it up. Enough of the rock music, enough of the commonly played records.
Yep.
Let's do some classical movie soundtracks by the one and only John Williams.
All right. So
we're going to be playing Star Wars.
What are your favorite Star Wars movies, really quick?
Me personally, I'd have to say The Empire Strikes Back.
Is that the one with
It's the second one of the first original trilogy.
Oh, so it's the originals.
Right.
Yeah. Ryan?
So I'm a huge sequels fan, actually. not just kidding. They were ass.
Well, just remind you, no cursing on air.
Return of the Jedi is personally my favorite. It's just really a well put together movie.
It's the last original trilogy movie.
Yeah. And I like this is terrible, but I like, because it's the one I remember most.
Yeah.
The most recent one.
Go for it. The ninth one?
Whatever the one with Adam Driver was in.
Kylo Ren?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so.
No, that's honestly not a great take.
It's the most recent one I remember, you know?
Yeah, it's in your memory. Yeah. But that doesn't make it the greatest.
Have you guys seen the one with Natalie Portman and Anakin Skywalker? I keep seeing TikToks
that's
about
Revenge
that.
Of the Sith. It's turning yeah. prequel.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Do you guys like it?
Yeah. It's alright. It's very emotional. I'm not a huge fan, but that's generally most people's favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right. It's a very Romeo and Juliet
really?
Story with a lot of sci-fi crazy fights involved.
Yeah, I'm not really into the huge drama, but I do love Romeo and Juliet Love Story by Taylor Swift.
Oh, that is such a great song. Don't get me started with Taylor Swift. Anyways, here we go. Star Wars, John Williams. I really hope this song starts with the bam, 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 bam. You think it'll start like
we'll
that?
We'll have a look.
We'll have a look.
It's a surprise.
Here we go. Let's listen to it.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a great adventure took place. It is a period of civil war. Rebel spaceships, striking from a hidden base, have won their first victory against the evil Galactic Empire. During the battle, rebel spies manage to steal secret plans to the Empire's ultimate weapon, the Death Star, an armored space station with enough power to destroy an entire planet. Pursued by the Empire's sinister agents, Princess Leia races home aboard her starship. Custodian of the stolen plans that can save her people and restore freedom to the galaxy. But Princess Leia's cruiser is no match for the warship, which swiftly overtakes her vessel. In moments, Imperial stormtroopers invade the rebel craft with a blaze of laser weapons.
They shut down the main reactor. We'll be destroyed for sure. This is madness. We're doomed. There'll be no escape for the princess this time.
C-3PO, a bronze, human-like robot, frantically searches the battle-torn ship for R2-D2, his stubby mechanical friend. But at that moment, not far away, a desperate Princess Leia hurriedly programs the little robot with secret information. Secret information that could save the rebel cause. Then, she disappears into the smoke-filled corridor as 3PO appears.
All right, so it is PSA time. Just really quick, that Star Wars one we played, we thought it was actually the soundtrack, not like them telling the actual story of Star Wars. So to our esteemed listeners, we apologize on behalf of the DJs here. But it is PSA time, so Arion, take it away.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Marco. I'd like to tell you all about probiotics. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. They're found in yogurt. They're very beneficial bacteria to help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are actually what allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
That is a lot of yogurt. We are going to move on to the next song of the night. So enjoy.
Again. I said, hey, it's good to be back home again.
I'm not sure what pictures you folks have about going back home, or especially going back to visit your relatives, your grandparents, but when I was a little kid, we always used to go back to the farm that my dad was raised on, oh, two or three times a year. And one of the things that I remember best about those visits was that there was only one stove in the house that they lived in, and it was in the kitchen, of course. So when we were put to bed at night, upstairs or downstairs or wherever it was, they usually placed anywhere from 4 to 17 quilts on me. And I was never really sure if that was just to keep me warm or to make sure that I did not move from that spot until somebody came to get me in the morning. Well, that's kind of what this song is about. It's about Grandma's feather bed, and it was written by a friend of mine from Arizona, a fellow named Jim Connor.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off of the floor, we used to go down to Grandma's house every month in the snow. We'd have chicken pie and country ham and homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole world across for a tick. It'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Pa would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole one apart for a tick. They'd hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa, too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled with my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. Ooh, but if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be sick. But I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road, for Grandma's feather bed. I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road. It was 9 feet high,
6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, took a whole world across for a tick. And it'd hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs,
and a piggy we'd stolen from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
In talking about home, it seems to me that home is where love is. And the love in my life is a beautiful lady that I've been married to for 7 years. Annie is all the world to me.
Just really
quick. You might have noticed that this album is...
Before John Denver takes my job, that was Grandma's Featherbed. We accidentally played the wrong track. But anyways, I'll let John Denver's beautiful voice take over here.
Dedicated to her. And most specifically, this song is for her.
You fill up my senses.
like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come let me love you. Come love me like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me. We'll be right back.
a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store, managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, see more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
To bed and and I just couldn't see. And I tried to make her what she couldn't be. Tried and we tried, but of course in the end I drove her crazy and right round the bend. Now it's too much to just sit here and cry. I can't be seen with a tear in my eye. Why am I standing right next to the phone? And I kept on saying I must be alone. Someone to talk to, to talk to.
Alrighty, this is Sweet Treats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we've made it to the end of our hour here. This has been a great set. I hope everyone's enjoyed it. This is, the final show of the semester, so I'm a little sad to say that, but I will be back in a month. So you heard, what did we play here? So we heard Close Encounters, the main theme from that. Then we heard Grandma's Featherbed by John Denver. Then Annie's Song by John Denver. Then Bob O'Reilly, The Who, Fast Car, Tracy Chapman, Someone to Talk to, The Police, Light as a Feather, Redbone. And now we're going to end it as we always do. Brian, what are we playing?
With some good old fashioned Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. So thank you again, everyone from the studio. From the studio to you at home or wherever you are, have a great, safe night. Thanks for joining me week to week on Sweet Treats at 11 p.m. Hopefully next semester I'll have a better show because I'll have a live show. So yeah. So thanks again and enjoy this final song.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. Have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love.